Hi everyone, this is Erika
and Michaela from JEF Europe Secretariat in Brussels.
We are here today to speak about Words of Europe, focusing in particular on the word democracy. Our guest today is our president, Christelle Saval. Hello Christelle, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Christelle Saval is the president of JEF Europe and the coordinator of Your Hope, JEF's participatory campaign ahead of the 2024 European elections, together with Make.org, which reached more than 1 million citizens from across the EU. Prior to this, she coordinated the Democracy Under Pressure campaign for 3 years. This is JEF's longest campaign on raising awareness on democracy. A dedicated JEF activist since 2012, she founded the section in Luxembourg and held different positions in JEF Europe and JEF France.
So, first of all, can you explain a little bit what JEF is and why you decided to join?
Yes. Maybe a bit like how I was explained. So I joined in 2012, as Michaela said, and I just entered the campus of my uni and I saw a European flag and I was like, okay, I like the EU. So I'll go and check it out. And people there told me, yeah, JEF, this amazing organization exists for decades and we're all across the EU, including in non-EU countries. So today we're in 37, which is quite the... the big range, and we have 10,000 members across Europe. And basically, the goal of the association is peace, and the tool we have, the solution we got, is federalism. So basically, a European federal union based on the values of peace, democracy, rule of law, all the good things. And we do civic education about European citizenship, democracy awareness. I think we'll come back to that, which is the topic of today, and a lot of advocacy for the federal Europe we want.
Thank you, Christelle. Can you share with us the three main highlights of your time in JEF?
Yeah, so definitely the first one I always give is when Croatia joined the EU in 2013. There was this big seminar between France, Germany, and Croatia to go there and witness it, and it was also my first time, you know, interacted with people from JEF Croatia. So hello to these people if they're listening. Then I would say I really like, and maybe it's because it's this year, but it was really a highlight of my year, the mid-final event we had this year about the European election. There was such a positive vibe of volunteering. It was greatly organized by the Secretariat, in particular Amy, and it was really like full of energy, and that's exactly what we needed towards the European election. And then it's very difficult to pick all the moments, but I really like the first Democracy Under Pressure we did in Luxembourg, because it was the first thing we did in JEF Luxembourg. It was in 2021, and doing a street action in COVID times was, you know, quite a bit of, we're going to go get through this.
So in the context of the organization and its mission, since you mentioned that it focuses a lot on democracy, what does democracy mean to you?
Yeah, so I think democracy is very important that we see it also beyond elections. So of course, going to vote is very important, but volunteering is democracy. So basically, democracy needs participation of everyone. So if you sign a petition, you have been an active part of democracy as much as when you went to vote. And that's what we are in JEF. We're democracy in action. We're trying to activate people to be actors of their own political environment, and we're also engaging with rights. We are doing a lot of citizen education, as I said, which is also one way of understanding democracy. So we're a bit acting in the beginning, you know, with young people when democracy is yet to be learned and experienced, and I think that's what really is the added value of youth volunteering.
As we said in the beginning, JEF Europe's longest campaign is about democracy. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Why is it important in the current geopolitical context in Europe?
Yeah, so democracy is one of the main values of federalism. So you can't have a federal Europe that is not democratic. It just doesn't work. So that's why we chose to focus on democracy as the longest standing campaign. So we started in 2006, and at the time the action was called Free Belarus. And at the time we were one of the very few organizations speaking out for those who were silenced. So focusing on Belarus, the issues with freedom of expression there, and the fact that it was at the time the last dictatorship of Europe. And I did the last edition that was called Free Belarus, and that's how I learned. That's how many people across Europe learn about Belarus, and that's very important. And in 2014, we renamed the campaign Democracy Under Pressure, which is very interesting because it means that suddenly the democracy was no longer under pressure just in Belarus, but the realization in Jeff Europe was, okay, it's under pressure everywhere, including within the EU, and we need to do something about this. Awareness raising is very important that people understand there's a problem and try to act on it. So we activated thousands of people, especially young people across Europe, by doing street action. So the signature thing is that we gag statues to say that the, you know, freedom of expression was removed. We do conferences, we go to the streets, talk with people, explain the issues with democracy and also what they can do. And we have discussion about the status of democracy in their countries. There's a lot on social media. And what really warms my heart is to see the entire network of Jeff Europe year after year, for now 18 years, standing up and raising for democracy.
So we also mentioned Your Hope, right? So the biggest campaign of Jeff Europe about the European elections. And regarding this, in June 2024, Europeans are going to go to the polls and vote for their representatives for the next 5 years. How do you think these EU elections will shape the future of democracy in Europe?
Yeah, so first of all, it's not made yet, so you can still vote. It's going to be 6th to 9th of June. I think it's very important because there's a lot of projection about the European election, and it's also about you who make it. Nothing is done yet. So there will be a lot of challenges in the next mandate, and the European Parliament is where the citizens' voice is expressed. So this is the one way we can really directly influence the European rule and lawmaking, basically. And there is a lot to be done. So the previous Parliament in November initiated treaty change, so a reform of the treaties that are ruling the competences, what the EU works on basically, and how it works. And there's lots of work to be continued, so I really hope the next parliament continues the battle for this, because we've been stuck in a place where we can't really decide because there's veto everywhere, and we have things to do. Like during the COVID crisis, we discovered that we maybe should coordinate health, for example, and in Europe, you're speaking of one of the results of the consultation is that one of the priorities of youth is health. But the EU doesn't have the competence, so to actually put in practice the priorities of young people, you need to do this. So young people are in favor of EU reform, and I hope the next parliament understands this and makes the necessary choices to make them a reality.
If you could speak to the candidates running for these European elections, what would you tell them?
Yeah, that's a good question. A bit what I just told you about the importance of the parliament. Now we speak a lot about the rise of extreme right, a lot of extremism in Europe, and a lot of candidates are surfing this wave. You know, they're using this because it's easy. It's easy to sell fear, it's easy to sell anger, and those feelings that really exist in the population, and I can say I also share them, and probably you as well, on topics, because there's inaction and because we want a different type of future. So they also have to sell us something. They have to sell us the dream of the European Union, of something that can be better. So we need to both be realistic and tell people how it is and how it can change. But we also need to be able to stand for democracy, stand for hope, that was also in the podcast, and be able to tell, okay, this is not an easy road all the time, but there's a better way. We can do more together. It might be difficult, but there is a need to actually explain and campaign on topics that are not national, that are European-based, where we can actually decide the type of Europe we want, because that's what democracy is about, that's what election is about, is picking a path. And I don't see this path clearly made by a lot of candidates right now, except when it's a path to darkness.
Talking about your experience as an activist, because you mentioned that you've been a volunteer since 2012, what is the message that you would give to young people who would like to be involved in promoting democracy in Europe? And if someone is interested in joining Jeff, how could they become involved?
Yeah, so first of all, go vote. And that's for all elections. Then activate yourself. It doesn't have to be Jeff. I mean, of course, we'll be very happy to welcome you. But it doesn't have to be Jeff. Find something that you are interested in society, something you want to change, make better, and make it yours. Participate in petition, go to conferences, talk with other people. One thing you can do for democracy is actually discuss political topics. It doesn't have to be a big thing. You just discuss with your family, with your friends. But to make democracy alive, you have to continue it, because democracy is about discussing and also changing positions. So don't be afraid of changing positions. And if you want to join Jeff, you are probably having a section near you right at this moment. So you can go to jeff.eu, our website, where you will see and join. You can see all the sections, all the local sections across Europe. And if you can't find it, or you just want to have a personal touch, our secretariat will be more than happy to orientate you. So you can just write to info@jeff.eu.
Thank you for joining us, and goodbye!